So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7 Air Voice of America sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu umhla ka 2 Mpalakazi 2022 ngokhiphs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Members of the public are informed that new sublineages of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been detected in Botswana. The sublineages of BQ.1 and BQ.1.1.
Abe Zimbabwe abahlala kule Botswana sebesasevela ukuthi umkhakha omutsha we COVID-19 osutholakele kulelo lizwe ungaphambanisa ikhefu yakhesimosi. Uqhubekela phambili ukufuthelana kubandla le-MTCT ekukhelwa ngumnumzana Jacques Monzora. Ludluliselwa phambili ukhetho lwama-by-elections eBinga ube kumele lwenziwe kusasa. Uhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomhlabeleli womdumo werumba uZizwe Sibanda ozibiza ngokuthi ngumdaweni kwezomculo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ele Botswana lithi selithole olunye uhlobo olugciwane lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 elikumuli yinye lalolu kathesi olubizwa ngokuthi yi-Omicron. Lokhu sokudale ukukhathazeka okukhulu kuzulu oselizweni lelo okuqela abeZimbabwe bona abalungiselela ukuya ekhaya ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Umqondisi Dube usedulela lolo daba.
Isikhulumiso gatsha olubona ngezempila kahle kwele Botswana umnumzana Christopher Nyanga uthi akukabile sizathu sokuthi uZulu ayethuke emva kokutholakala kwemikhakha emibili ye COVID-19 kuyona le iviki.
Members of the public are informed that new sublineages of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been detected in Botswana. The sublineages of BQ.1 and BQ.1.1
uZulu yaziswa ukuthi sekutholakale omunye umhlobo we-COVID-19 okumulinye lomhlobo we-Omicron.
Unyanga uthi ingcwethi ziphezu kokudingisisa ukuthi kambe imhlobo emitsha le ingabe imumetheni.
Scientists are still studying the behavior of these sublineages in order to conclusively determine.
Ingcwethi zisacubungula ukuthi umhlobo lo uyamumetheka masinya, uyabulala kumbe kawuvumi ijekiseni ye-COVID-19.
Noma kusenziwa uphenyo phezu kokuthi imihlobo le ingabe isiphatha kanjani kungakathathwa izinqumo, abanye abeZimbabwe kwele Botswana abafana lonkosikazi Sindiso Sibanda bakhathazeka ukuthi lokhu kungagcina kuphambanisa injabulo yokuthazela ikhefu lekhisimusi lokwamukela umnyaka omutsha.
Kodwa akusasethusi kangako ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi i-COVID into okumele siphile layo. Lanxa nje sikwazi ukuthi sesilungiselele ukuthi siye emakhaya siye kukhefu. Ukuthi engxenye bomthetho bangasalisa ukuhamba bagcine sebesenza ama-lockdown, kodwa thina nje singabantu singuZulu sesikujwayele lokhu, sesikuthatha njenge-flu nje eyansuku zonke. Sesikwazi ukuthi nxa usule-flu, usukhwehlela, usutshaywa likhanda, uyathatha ama-immune booster akho, udle kakhulu ama-orange, unathi itiye le-lemoni, ufuthe impilo yaphambili. Hhayi, akusasihluphi kangako lokhu, sesikujwayele.
Umnumzana Mdokozo Thebe yena ohlala eHabroni uthi kazwisisi ukuthi kungani ukuthi uma kukhayelelwe ikhefu kuqhamuka eminye imhlobo ye-COVID-19.
Mina kungani kuyangicaka ngombono wami. So ngani abantu laba abaphethe amazwe, why this COVID wasn't detected a long time back kuze kukhethe inyanga. Phela izinto ezinje ziyagcina zisesabisela ukuthi ucina ususizwa sokuthiwa i-movement kumbe namabhoda asevaliwe.
eleBotswana elo elaba yilizwe lokuqala ukwazisa umhlaba wonke jikelele ngokuqhamuka komhlobo wegciwane ele Omicron nyakenye ngolwezi. UDokotela Sikhulile Moyo odabuka eZimbabwe ode eSalwane seBotswana nguye owabamba umkhuhlane weOmicron. Imihlobo le noma nje itholwa uqala eBotswana ibahile emazweni awezekazi leEurope lele Asia lapho okule China eke yavimba abantu kuhamba hamba kwamanye amadolobho phansi kohlelo le-lockdown. Ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 emazweni amaningi aguqela eZimbabwe leBotswana bese kwehlile okwamagama okwabona inkokheli yekethisa imigoqo yafakwa ukuvikela ukumemetheka lokuthelelwana komkhuhlane lo. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisabron kweleBotswana.
Solo dilisele pambili ukhetho lomabhayi elections eBinga okumele lwenziwe kusasa. Umabhalane kaHulumende obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko uNomzana Nick Mangwana wethule umbiko lo namhla enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter esithi kulamalunga ebandla leCitizens Coalition for Change okuthiwa kabahlawulanga ngemfanelo imithelo eGNAyo. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu sixoxele loMnumzana Kundakwashe Munsanka okubandla leZANU PF eBinga.
Dube okwenzakalayo ukuthi after inomination court mhlaka 2 November 2022 kwasuka la kwaba lesikhathi ngiyakholwa kube umhlaka 11 kusiya phambili lapho esezwa khona ukuthi iZANU PF ifuna ukuthi iphikise inomination yama candidates ethu amahlanu kutsho ukuthi ku ward 23 ku ward number 6 ward number 8 low ward number 10 so ama ward ona lawo bawa low ward number 15 bathi lawo ma ward ama candidates ethu ayelezikwelethi kodwa thina sasikwazi ukuthi abantu laba basebe nominative so bazosuka ke laba bantu baye court besiya kuthi laba bantu kaba nominatewa ngakuhle okwenzakalayo nje lapha yikuthi iZANU PF Dube ivele iyesaba ukuthi kathesi kakusela lapha bangawina khona yikubona ukuthi umsindo ngapha eBinga kathesi uyamangalisa kakuhlaleki abantu sibelala phandle kwama isizathu ukuthi bayakwazi ukuthi bona vele akusela lapha bangawina khona
lo ke umnumzana Prince Dube Kosibanda athi unozana kutakwashi Musanka Usibanda okubandla le-CCC. Ake sibe kukhona manje uNomzana Kutakwashe Musanka okubandla le-ZANU PF.
Ukhetho oleBinga kuthiwa ngesilungu lususpendiwe alukabi lama-dates. Kukhanya mhla ka 4 January ikho lapha okuyaba khona le court i-verdict yakhona. Esikutsho yikuthi umthetho wona uthi umuntu nxa efuna ukuba ngukansela akamelanga ebe lesikwelede esekansel amalangeni akwana 120 days before inomination court. Kwatholakala ukubana out of 6 ama-candidates we-CCC abangu-5 balezikwelede zeBinga Rural District Council. So kwathi kwenzakele izeki yona ayisakukhangelisanga lokhu ibafaka kuma-nomination. Okwaba yinto iZANU PF yakudobha yathi kudobhile iZANU PF yabesiya e-court.
Lo ke umnumzana Kutakwashe Munsanka okubandla leZANU PF. Kusenjalo ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission isidonselwe emthethwandaba we-High Court inhlanganiso ezimeleyo e-Project Vote 263 phezu kokwala ukuveza uluhlu lwabantu abalilungelo lokuvota olugcinwa kumakhompyutha i-electronic voters roll. Amagqwetha eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ayiwo amela ilinhlanganiso afikise udaba lolu enkantolo izolo. Umqondisi we-Project Vote 263 uNomzana Youngerson Mathete uthi bathethe lelinyathelo ngemva kokuzama kaningi ukuthi iZEC ibatholise i-voters roll kodwa isala. Ngeviki edluleyo umeli weHarare North ePhalamende uNomzana Alan Norman McCann olilunga le-CCC laye uvule icala ebophisa ikhomishini le phezu kodaba olufanayo. IZEC ithi ayila electronic voters roll. Ithi abafuna uluhlu lolu kumele bethenge i-voters roll edindwe emaphepheni yona ebiza inkulungwane zamadola eMelika ezingamakhulu phose amabili US$187,000 ukwalo lunye. Uyaxokozela kubandla le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora esimangalelwe emthethwandaba ngumnumzana Norest Marara othi ujiwe phandle kokhetho lokudinga umongameli omutsha webandla leli. UMarara uthi bekufanele abancintisayo bekhethwe nguZulu hathi idale le-National Council. Kodwa umnumzana Lloyd Damba, isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT, uthi uMarara ukhuluma angakwaziyo.
When he's saying that he was not given the opportunity because he says he wants democracy, the National Council snubbed him because he is not known. So you cannot blame democracy for not accepting you, for not choosing you, for not electing you. This is a democratic process. You cannot impose yourself on the people. That is exactly what he's trying to do. He's not suing the President Monzora. He is suing the National Council for his unpopularity for rejecting him.
Uthi uyasimangalela ngoba ufuna ukuba kube lokukhululeka ukhethweni kwabantu kubandla lethu. I-National Council kayizange imkhethe ngoba kaziwa. Angeke athi akula democracy ngoba kakho engazami ukusiphosela ebantwini. Yikho lokhu akuzamayo ubophisa i-National Council ethi kaziwa umuntu wangena kubandla leli kulandela ukukhethwa kwakhe umongameli webandla. Wangena ku-National Executive kulandela ukukhethwa kwakhe libandla lethu. Wayengaphi umuntu lo? Wayekuseliphi? Wayeku-district iphi? Wayeku-branch iphi? Ubani wayengithi nesihlalo wakhe? Ibandla leli alikhulumi ngabantu nje. Ufuna ususwe uDokotela Msengezi, uVincent Tswangirai nabanye. Asikwazi ukuba uzamani. Uyadlala nje.
Decide to disqualify them. And these are the people that you were appointed with on the same day. And now he's crying simply because he was not elected. I don't even know how to define it. It's a joke.
UMnumzana Lloyd Damba, isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT, beqoqa le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Siphinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu loMnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, okunhlanganiso yobulawa Progressive Residents Association.
Kuyatshengisa ukuthi sikhanda ukuthi abantu babe kuwa-political party abe ngabantu abafuqa kakhulu idemokhrasi, ikakhulu ngakhayela abantu abaku-opposition ngoba okwenza sibiza le-ruling party kuhlala sithi thina ile-democracy. Kodwa lokubuhlungu ukuthi ngase sikhangela lokokwenzala ku-MDCT kulawumarara lomonzora kase sibona umarara ngathi sesiye ecourt ukubana afuke ukuthi layangena lo presidential candidate ephathena le. So kubuhlungu khona ukuthi lokuthukuluzana phose uyadinga sukuthi nxa sinanzela le iphathi ngathi kulama-factions lokuxabana kulokungazwisisani phose engxenye lokuthi abantu bakhulele kube-democracy yakhona iyashoda yibo abantu behambe emakhoti engxenye phakathi kulabanye abavalelana phandle kulokwesa abantu ukuthi hhayi umarara bengangena adrye lo monzola engxenye laba lokumonzola bayesawuthi bangadliwa sibona ngathi i-confusion ekhona eyenzakalayo but eqinisweni khona okungakuphubeka kuyadinga sukuthi hhayi ibathi MDC ukuphendula phambili kwabantu nabo na bese bexabana bonke.
Kuqhatheke kanganani ukuthi kube lalokho okuthiwa ngesilungu internal democracy nxa kubuya amabandla nje?
Kuqhatheke kakhulu ngoba okuqala phela iparty opposition ikhanda ukuthi lise iyengena ku power. And ukuze uthele osekelo labantu abantu baqala bakhangela ukuthi lina liziphatha kanjani. Kodwa ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo khathesi kuyakhanya ukuthi likhulelani ibandla kulakukhululeka akula democracy. Kuthoni lokho? Kuthi ukuthi nxa usikhangela kubahlali bezimbabwe sokuthiwa sofanele ngivote. Ibandla elinjalo liyancedisa ukuthi lithole usekelo labantu ngoba abantu bahle baligelele baleyise babona ukuthi nxa behluphana kanje besayi-opposition bangangena esikhundleni lokuhulumende sebenamasosha sebele-army bangathi so lokho kutho ukuthi ukuthi hhayi ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo benza ukuthi nabona-ke abantu ababalandelayo abayingoswana bahle babaleyise bathi nanje kusele kuyikukhokheli kuphela abantu bekushiyane le-MDCT bengakhubeka beziphatha ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo.
Kuyini okwenza ukuthi vele kube lokuxokozela okungaka nxa kusenziwa okhetho kumabandla wonke nje ezimbabwe?
Okokuqala ukuthi sesingabantu abaningi abafisa ukuthi azingathi abapower 100 abanye abafundi babuse nanxa abantu bengasabathandi. Yikho nxa abantu bengena sokuthiwa kuya amakhombisi amaphathi ngokuthiyana kwawo ngobuningi bawo omunye lo munye uyakhangela ihambe leyo ofuna ukuthi angenzane lami ngingamela yini engabona ungathi engamkhuya lo kuthiwa yi-thread ngesikhiwa uyasisamvayele phandle kuxosa ukucaba ngezindlela abantu esaluza esingathi thina yi-focus le-vision ekuthi injengoba kuphololela phandle ukuthi singene uhulumende wezanu siqhubeke siye phambili sesilisana thina sodwa ngokwenza njalo futhi senza izanu phezu iqhubeke ibusa ngoba sesigonqana thina sodwa so ngamafitshane abantu sebelele izikhundla sebalahlekelwa injongo ebanzi yokuthi injongo kwama-political parties kakhulu ama-opposition ukuthi sicineni njengamazimbabweni sisilise izanupf sikhuphe izanupf sibe lorhulumente ozahlonipha abantu kube ne-development umnotho welizwe uvuselelwe abantu baphile ngcono lokho abayikho khona kathesi.
Umnumzana Ambrose Sibindi ukunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association besixoxa laye ekoBulawayo. Siyesikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Kuqhamuke udlakela lokulwisana ngenqindi edale lepalamende kweleSenegal izolo ngemva kokuba elinye ilunga lesilisa laleli dale lebandla eliphikisayo lijaye ilunga lesifazana ngempama lona lamjikijela ngesicathulo ngesitulo ababili laba bagcina betshana ngenqindi. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Ukusetshenziswa kwemitshina yakulezi nsuku umncintiswano wenguqu wokudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele uWorld Cup 2022 odlalelwa kwele Qatar sokudale inkulumo ngemva kwezinqumo ezithethwe kusetshenziswa iVAR ezidale umehluko kumphumela yeminye imidlalo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Into sendizindaba ezemidlalo uPraise Dlakama wakoBulawayo ngomunye wabasola inguquko esilethwe kusetshenziswa kwemitshini yakulezi nsuku World Cup 2022.
Ku-introducer kwe-technology ebhoreni inezimatch ezisakuthabela kakhulu ukuthi kuyanceda, but nxa sesikhali World Cup le sokuningi osokwenzakele osokusitshengisa ukuthi sokususa iflena lana esasilayo ebhoreni. Like umuntu even engahlohla kathesi kasagijima ethaba ngoba semelela ukuqasa bona ukuthi yigombe yasogo. Ngoba sofa nxa sigala World Cup ama-decision amaningi ase-questionable sokwenzakala into eziningi ezenza ukuthi sibe lokusola. Ungakhangela igoli nale Japan, ukhangele i-penalty ephiwe uMessi le first game. So far i-technology isikhiphe ububhora lobana esasilawo, so I think sokumele at least bayi-minimize ingabi ningi kakhulu. Olompembe baphiwa amandla sibile ukuthi ibazidecidele e-ground ngoba singaqhubeka kunje. So I think kuyagcina sokusenza ukuthi ibhora licine lingasachazi ngendlela thina esabe silikhangelele ngayo.
Umqeqetshi wahambisa iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu kumidlalo yama-Olympics yaqhutshelwa kwele Brazil ngomnyaka 2016. UShadrack Mlawuzi uthi yena uyayamukela inguquko elethwe kusebenzisa indlela zakulezi nsuku kumidlalo yezwe zomhlaba.
Athesi akusela sikhathi sokuthi ama-teams ayenze i-time wasting ngendaba yokuthi sokule technology entsha esetshenziswayo to calculate isikhathi esizadlala ama-stoppage, nge-substitution, nama-injuries, lalapho ama-players singathi kumbe ibhora lima khona. Then i-technology eyinye esinanzelela ku-World Cup kurela beli lama-sensors lokuthi lincedise uref ukuthi nxa kumbe sokule offside.
Kwalandela umdlalo wenguqu eyisakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uThando Bhebhe laye uthi amathuba okuba lokuqilibezelana asenciphile kakhulu ngaleli nyathela lemitshina.
Mina ngokubona kwami ukungena kwe-technology kwezebhora kuthuthukisile ibhora ngenxa yokuthi kuyenze izinqumo ezazingakwazi ukuthatheka kudala zithatheke lula kathesi. Izinto ezazingabonakali ngelihlo lenyama sezibonakala lula ngemtshina. Yikho ngisapota ukungena kwani kwethekhnoloji kwezebhola. I-FIFA kubamele yenze imizamo yokuthi iyehlise izikhathi ezithathwa ngo-referee ukuthatha ama-decision. Kwamele kube le efficiency mangingakubeka ngesikhiwa. Befundele ukuyisebenzisa fast i-VAR.
Abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu baphikisane kakhulu ngegoli elihlohlwe liqembu le-Japan lidlala lele-Spain ngolwesine ngemva kokusetshenziswa i-VAR ukuze kubonakale ukuba ibhola belingaphumanga yini enkundleni phambilini kokuthi ele-Japan lihlohle. Ukunqoba kwe-Japan sidla i-Spain nge-2-1 kudale ukuba omabili lawa maqembu adlulele kusigaba esilandelayo umncintiswano ephuma kusibaya sika group E ukuthi eGermany libuyele ekhaya. Amanye amaqembu asefinyelele esigabeni esilandelayo ngabalisa eNetherlands, Senegal, England, USA, iArgentina, iPoland, iFrance, Australia kanye leMorocco leCroatia. Namhlanje ikho kuzakwazakala khona amanye amaqembu azadlulela phambili ephuma kusigaba sika group G, lapho kuleqembu eliphuma kuzwekazi leAfrica eleCameroon lona elidlala leBrazil, kanye laku group H lapho kulelizwe leGhana lona elingqikelana leUruguay. Imele isibe 7 ngokulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Joseph Njanji, siwubikele mfowethu ukuthi uhambe njani namhlanje. Sibikele njalo loZulu imidlalo yalamhlanje kugroup H. iSouth Korea inqobe elePortugal 2-1. Siyakwazi ukuthi kule minye njalo imidlalo kade idlalwa namhlanje, sibonileke iGhana ingqikelana leUruguay. IUruguay kunapho inqobe iGhana 2-0, kutsho ukuthi iGhana leUruguay seziphumile kumdlalweni lo. IPortugal leSouth Korea kugroup H izo sezingene kusigaba esilandelayo esibizwa ngesilungu ukuthi igroup ye-16. Kuzobuya ke imidlalo ebuyayo ke ngesikhatshana esilandelayo. Siyabona ukuthi iCameroon iyabe incikelana khona ngale ke leBrazil kwele Qatar. Singazi ukuthi kozala nkomoni, kodwa iCameroon abanye bathi bungazani ilume kubisibili kakhulu ngoba kukhanya ngazani kayitshayi kangako. Kuzobuya ke iSerbia iyabe incikelana ke leSwitzerland. So ke kumnandi kakhulu konoko ke okwenzakala khona ngale kwele Qatar. Sikhuluma njalo ke iSenegal leMorocco sezingenile kusigaba se-16 yena leyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi kusuka kusigaba se-16 sokungena ke ama-quarter finals. Singazi ukuthi kuzwekazi le-Africa iziphi eziyaphuma khonapho ke kumbe ziyangena kusigaba sama-quarter finals. Okwamanje ke sithi ke libukele umdlalo okhanya zani uzoba mnandi, umdlalo weCameroon leBrazil. Kube sokuya njalo iSerbia leSwitzerland, abadlali nje bathela amanzi. So ke hayi kunjalo ke kwezomdlalo. Ye, so ke siqhubeke siya phambili.
Itchy was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, 7 upogine.
Uhlelo Was a Friday liviki silomhlabeleli womdumo oyirumba uzizwe Sibanda, ozibiza ngokuthi ngumdaweni kwezomculo. Umdaweni uhamba leqembu lakhe ele izingonyama, njalo baphethe idlaladi labo elitsha. Untungameli Ngoma weStudio 7 usipha lolo daba.
Sizwa yako hingwe e Plumtree ehlabela ikwele South Africa.
Ye inkomo linjani baba, ngibingelele nakubalaleli umuntu kalahle khala ngomuntu. Ushuthi ibanga sesilihambile manje sesilidlaladi lesine sesinama album awu 4 ngempela awezingwenyama ndelele lamanje elithithezembu yabahwa abantu baliyamukele kakhulu. Ubela babonise uthando nako kubonise ukukhuphuka mpela, ngiyathanda kakhulu indlela abantu abasupporte ngakhona this season.
Idlalante leli lilengoma eziyisishiyangalombili ezigoqela ethi Choose Masikhethela, Ntulika, Thobele Mbongolo kanye lethi Funda Kwezakho. Ukuthena idlalade lakho mdawini balithola njani?
ye abafuna leli dlalade kusho ukuthi bengathinta mina la ku WhatsApp na kuma calls ngiyatholakala ku 0655342492. Ya uyangithola lapha mina uqobo umuntu kalahlwa sibili lapha sikhuluma ulithole sikhuluma ukuthi yabungaphi nami ngingapha eGoli makuthi uyabo sekhaya ukuze ngikwazi ukufulifikisa kuwe. Ya ungangithola kulezi number ku WhatsApp na kuma calls ngiyatholakala.
Abalandeli ubashiyela wapha manje.
Ye kubalandeli ngitabalandeli mina mabayibambe lapho senze ukubhimba lapho bengabe sayiyeka and ingoma iyeza and ingoma ikhona isazoba khona futhi ingoma so mabayibambe lapho bengabe samuva lapho ngoba ngibathanda kakhulu nje endlela abangithanda ngakhona abathanda ngakhona esinge zokubhimba sinje zokutabayila so mabayibambe lapho bengabe sayiyeka. Ye khilikhili
uphuma ke enkundleni uMdawini leqembu lakhe leyizingonyama ngale
azizwa ukuthi sithini kona ngale eyingwe uyazi sengigide lapha ngazi ngaginqa okunye likubone so ke wathi ke ngiyethule isidukuduku yekulive doku lomhlanje ke sikhangela ukwenzakala kumncintiswano wenguqu wamazwe omhlaba okuba nginkezo FIFA World Cup 2022 kona ngale ke kwele Qatar singakwehlukana isihlobo sike sikhangele sigokhela namhlanje abeZimbabwe abahlala kwele Botswana sebesesabela ukuthi umkhakha omutsha we-COVID-19 usutholakale kulelo lizwe ungaphambanisa ikhefu lekhisimusi. Kuqhubekela phambili ukufuthelana kubandla le-MDCTT elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora. Soludluliselwe phambili ukhetho lwama-by-elections ebhinga obemele lwenzu yokusasa. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki besilomhlabeleli womdumo werumba uZizwe Sibanda ozibizwa ngokuthi ngumdawini kwezomculo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje oluvalelisayo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale Zulukandaba, libe lempela viki enhle.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.